From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Financial markets react to the upcoming U.S. presidential election. U.S. stocks have slumped for the most part today, with the S&P on track for its longest losing streak in 5 years, as investors grow nervous as the latest polls show a tightening presidential race. That echoes stock prices across the Asia-Pacific region, which experts say fell, showing signs investors are becoming increasingly worried about a Donald Trump presidency as the Republican nominee's poll numbers trend upwards. Shares in Hong Kong ended on a two-month low Wednesday. China's Hang Seng index dropped 1.5%, while the China Enterprises Index lost almost 2%, on news that Clinton, seen by many as representing the status quo, is losing her lead to Trump, who is seen as more of a wild card due to his trade and immigration policy proposals. Well, Hillary Clinton is pressing into reliably Republican Arizona as she tries to steal the state away from Donald Trump, her rival, reinvigorated by the FBI's new email review. With less than a week until Election Day, both candidates are warning of dire consequences if the other is elected. Trump says Clinton would be under investigation as president, sparking a constitutional crisis.
And this is your one chance to change it. It's your one chance. I don't think you're going to have another chance, folks. We have an election coming up. You're not going to have another chance. In 4 years, you can forget it. If she were to be elected, it would create an unprecedented constitutional crisis.
On her own Florida swing Tuesday, Clinton hammered Trump as dangerous and divisive, highlighting in particular his treatment of women. This is VOA.